Hey, everybody, I'm Michael Gargiulo. Well, it looks like we made it. For 2 months now, our NBC New York podcast, Listen While You Wait, has tried to guide you through our summer of hell, the cancellations and the reroutings from the track work at Penn Station. That work is scheduled to be wrapped up in just a matter of days. And with this, our final podcast, we're going to take stock of how it all turned out. Now, by all accounts, it wasn't the crisis that many people had feared, and there's several good reasons for that. We're going to start with MTA board member Scott Reckler.
And we understand things happen, but people felt that what happened yesterday was part of problems that they've seen, you know, in the last couple of months with the MTA. I wanted to ask you as a board member, you know, what can be done and how you guys look at that.
We have a system that is so much on edge, there's really no room for error. I think, you know, the key here is there's been systemic challenges at the MTA, and that's not a surprise. And, you know, you have this bureaucracy that's not nimble, that has not done a great job of executing the operations as well as the communication and customer service that the riders deserve. And it's really something that you need to bring new perspective to from the outside and try to bring this into the 21st century, and that's the objective.
So many people say, look, it was advertised as the summer of hell, and it could have been that way. What can we give credit to for it not being as bad as people feared it was going to be?
Well, I think there's a number of lessons in the summer of hell that actually we should be able to take forward as we think through other challenges we're going to have with the MTA and other parts of the system. First, it was actually raising the awareness and creating a sense of urgency for the public and the agency. They communicated effectively with the public as to what was going to happen, created an opportunity for the public to adjust their commutes so they can leave later, they can leave earlier. They created different modes of transportation. Obviously the governor taking the steps on accelerating the construction so there wasn't construction happening during the commuter time was helpful, and the cashless tolls were helpful. And I think that the third sort of lesson here is that, sometimes when you have major issues like Amtrak had at Penn Station, it's better to make the tough decision and close down those sections. And so it could take some short-term pain for long-term gain. And if the public is aware that ultimately you're going to come out better on the other side, I think they'll have more flexibility. But communication is key, and having alternatives is key. And now Amtrak is going to be done ahead of schedule because I think of that sense of urgency and focus that was put in place.
One of the other things that we've done on a number of these podcasts throughout the summer, and one of the other things that people have said is we should look for a more seamless integration of our systems. You know, we've got a bunch of systems throughout our tri-state area, but even within LIRR, MTA, and Metro North, what could we do to make it a more seamless thing between the three? Or do you think we should just keep the system as it is?
You need to find a way that these systems can break down these silos, create operating efficiencies, find ways to work more effectively together, not only within the MTA, but with New Jersey Transit, with Amtrak. And I do think these silos were broken down and the resources were allocated as were needed to make sure we got through that summer as effectively as possible. So again, another good example that if you can break down these silos and focus on the challenges in a holistic way, the region will do better.
Now the view from someone who went through it all as a commuter. It's Karen Roth. Karen's special to us because she was on our very first Listen While You Wait podcast. This is as we were anticipating the summer of hell. So how did it go for her?
It has been the summer of not really that bad. The key, at least for me, going into Hoboken, was just changing my commute up and leaving 50 minutes to an hour earlier.
So, Karen, once again, let's give us your start point and end point. What's the commute you make every day from where to where?
From Denville.
Denville, New Jersey, to
on Morrison, Essex, yep. And then, you know, obviously normally ending in Penn, but going into Hoboken.
Right. What do you think made this work so well this summer? Was it the lots of advance word, or was it just the plan themselves that they had seemed to work out?
The advance notice helped. I think since it worked out so well for me personally, I think I probably panicked a little bit. I really did think it was going to seriously impact my time. But if I had stuck to my original schedule, It definitely would have if I had gone in my normal time and left at my normal time. Just from what I hear from my other fellow commuters, they did run into difficulties with trains in Hoboken being canceled or being late at rush hour.
So now if they ever have to do this again, or someone is listening to this and that they're facing a diversion for a couple of months, what's your advice to people as they face one of these disruptions in their normal routine as you faced?
Say first, really don't panic. Think out a route, and if you are able to, if your employer is okay with it, definitely come in earlier and leave earlier just to avoid the peak rush hour times in the morning and in the evening.
There have been talks now about possibly doing another planned service diversion in the future. As someone who just went through this, what's your opinion on that? Would you be like, oh no, I can't do this again, or you'll be like, okay, I think I can deal.
I can deal if it's for the same amount of time, because I actually thought, you know, this was okay for you know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks, or however long it took, but to have to do 6 months, a year or longer of getting up a lot earlier, that would wear on me after a while.
Wow.
It was okay knowing it was finite.
Finally, what went right this time, and where do we go from here as a whole region in the future? That is, if we want to go from going from crisis to crisis to actually having a comprehensive plan for getting around our area in the future. Here's Tom Wright, president of the Regional Plan Association.
I do want to talk about our summer of hell that we've gone through. It seems to have gone better than people thought it might have gone. Why? If that's the case, I don't know if you agree, but if you do, why did it go better than people feared?
Sure. It was, you know, I think to some degree we were able to kind of prepare people, and by and large those efforts have played out pretty well. And I think that's a positive, you know, that's the silver lining to what's going on here, because the approach that Amtrak took this summer to say, you know what, our kind of piecemeal, the weekends and the late night repairs aren't cutting it. We can't make the kinds of changes that we need to make with that type of schedule. And so I give Amtrak a lot of credit for being willing to step up and say, we're going to close it, we're going to do it during the summer, because we know that ridership is down during the summer because people take vacations. And one of the things about travel patterns is that relatively small changes in the number of people trying to go through a piece of infrastructure can make a big difference in the travel time and congestion. It's that last car that stops in the middle of the intersection at the red light that causes the gridlock.
Absolutely.
But the important thing here was that Amtrak kind of said, we're gonna make these changes, we're gonna bite the bullet, and afterwards things will be better. And then the agencies all really worked together in a very collaborative fashion, and there was no politics involved whatsoever. The city, the state, New Jersey, Metro North, Long Island Railroad, Amtrak, all came together and said, okay, what do we do to try and relieve traffic, and what do we think is going to happen, and let's plan for it. And what it turns out is that when they do that, when you kind of take the politics out and everybody works well together, you're able to make these things work okay.
Well, thanks to our guest today, and thanks to you for joining us on Listen While You Wait. This summer, I've had a great time learning from the experts that we've had on and learning from the commuters as well. And I hope it's been helpful to you as well, too. So here's to all of us and to a smoother commute in our future.